Right now, Bob Constantini from the network joins us. Now, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Long weekend.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Were you up late last
night?
Were you up late last night?
Yes. It's part of the job.
Well, non-essential,
I'll get paid.
Non-essential federal employees need not report to work. That would be Congress, right?
No, they'll be there today. No question about that. The U.S. Senate is set to take a vote at noon Washington time on whether or not this is a 60-vote threshold vote, and then they may be able to move forward from there. The key question is whether Democrats trust Senator McConnell when he says that between now and, let's say, February 8th, which is when this legislation would fund the government, this new piece of legislation would fund the government, between now and then or right after that, do they trust Mitch McConnell enough when he says he will take up the Dreamers and other immigration issues that the Democrats and the White House to some extent have been pushing and shoving about that's led to this shutdown? So, Jack, the key question is, are enough Democrats willing to go along with this 60-vote vote today to move forward with the legislation? And if they get out of the way, if everybody gets out of the way quickly, they possibly could open the government tomorrow. But today, Washington is relatively low-key as the bureaucracy, especially the rank-and-file bureaucrats, aren't reporting today.
What if the Democrats don't go along with it?
Well, then we're back to renegotiating. The government shutdown will remain at this particular moment. But Democrats are going to be feeling some pressure. Chuck Schumer is going to be feeling some pressure, especially from Democrats who Democratic senators who hail from states that President Trump carried. Some of them have re-election bids and are facing tough re-election bids. And the question is, will some of those Democrats be concerned about public opinion about whether or not it's the Democrats who are forcing this shutdown? Mm-hmm. And if it lasts too long, will it start to hurt Democrats? The initial public polling says that people across the U.S. would blame Republicans. However, the same polling shows it's more important to Americans to get government open than to take care of the Dreamers. So that's what the Democrats, I think, are going to have to weigh when they start. They have a meeting this morning before this noon vote, Jack.
Okay, Bob Constantini, thank you so much.
Sure. Take care. Thank you.